You've been a naughty, fully grown, consenting man, haven't you? Well, jolly old Saint Nick is not happy with you at all. He's told his special friend all about you. Don't cry, he's here now. Get back into your chains and prepare your legs for a whipping from the Krampus, Santa's kinky little demon friend. Bite down on this Christmas pud and let him roast your chestnuts.
These are getting less and less David Attenbury. It doesn't matter.
This week on Sexy Beast, we talking about Die Krampus Beater. Play the tunes.
Oh, you got that sexy beast. You're just so sexy.
Jingle. Monster. Should have put a jingle bell on this.
Are you big, but cryptid? Supernatural vampires, banshees, Tony and Dago. Oops, there's that Wendigo. Hey, come on after me. Who the fuck said you could laugh at me? Smack with me. With a Bigfoot dick, you could slap with me? Blasphemy. You could dare come at me with a Bigfoot dick and Loch Ness Monster pussy. Baby, sexy beast.
Ho, ho, ho! And welcome to Sexy Beasts, your foray into the menagerie of the unexplained. Every podcast is devoted to a specific creature, cryptid, and monster, and we discuss its history, its merits, and using our personal patented FEC FEC analysis, we rate and review the beasts against other creatures in the Premier Crip. And be sure to listen all the way to the end, because we're going to be a real woo.
Where did you come from? Where did you go?
Where did you come from? Captain Nigel. We're going to be having...
Ho.
Okay. Tonight, ho, ho, ho. You'll be at the end. We'll be listening to Freak Encounters, where we have your submitted stories about a time you came in contact with something really weird. And my name is Tony Cantwell, a.k.a. Goss.ie's So You'll Think You're Funny winner for Best Christmas Joke of 2018. And my co-host, as always, Mark, there better not be any Rohypnol in these mulling spices, Jago.
What was your joke for that you won? The competition.
So Buddhists probably have a difficult time at Christmas, but they're all about finding inner peace. And for me, Christmas is also about finding inner peace and inner stuffing and inner turkey.
That's very good. Was that on the fly? Did you make that up on the fly?
It's a shit one I've had in my back pocket, and I didn't win any award for it. Shame on you, Goss.ie,
for
not even having an award ceremony for me.
For me in particular, Tony's several awards.
They should do. Merry Christmas, Mark.
Merry Christmas to you.
Shall we tell the people at home, wherever you are, in your ear holes, what we're doing this December?
This December, we've got a lineup of three cryptids. Well, would you call them cryptids?
Of course.
Yes, they definitely are cryptids. This is the point of this podcast.
Yes.
We have three cryptids lined up, all Christmas related.
Christmassy cryptids.
Christmassy cryptids creeping on your cunt.
Oh my God.
Oh, actually, I'll cut that.
Don't cut that out.
Very harsh.
It's very harsh, but that's the way you are when you're drunk. Shall we... but what are we kicking it off with, Mark Jago?
We are going to kick it off with Die Krampus.
Die Krampus, Peter.
Oh, Entschuldigung, Die Krampus. We've already had a German one. We had the Tatzel Worm. That was a bit of a fruity episode. We were a bit all over the place.
We were a bit fruity.
Yeah.
We were much like a Christmassy pud in that we were fruity.
And covered in brandy.
Cover me. Don't light me on fire.
what? Yeah, we got the Krampus today. Say.
Okay, Mark Jago, you're at your German party, bitter. And you're talking about Die Krampus.
Yeah.
Again, bitter.
I was like, oh, I walk up to a girl and I'm rubbing my calf. And she's like, oh, what's wrong with you? And I'm like, oh, I've got a Krampus. Do you know what a Krampus is?
If you want me to rub your leg, you're going to be so annoyed, man. I'm not going to touch you.
No, the Krampus is a German Christmas demon with cloven hooves. It's half go, half demon. It looks a bit like the devil, to be totally honest. A long, lolling tongue, has a magic sack that it can pick kids up that disappear forever, and you carries around chains on itself. It's like chained up. Ramstein is a fucking classic tune, by the way.
That's such a banger.
Yeah.
Excuse me, would it be terribly rude if I stopped talking to you and spent this talk to someone else?
No, you have to talk to me, because I am the Krampus.
Oh!
And I'm whipping her with a birch.
Okay, so see how things can escalate with a bit of Rammstein.
Half goat, half man, half devil, half Santa.
It's Santa's best mate. Santa's yin and yang.
This is what I find very interesting. They're quite pally with each other.
Like, they're like, Santa will tell the Krampus if he finds out that someone's bad, because apparently the Krampus doesn't have any ability to sense badness. Santa's the one who's like, oh, this guy's on my bad list.
Mm.
Do you want to sort him out? Like, he's like a contractor.
And what is the Krampus going to do to a naughty,
This varies so fucking much. Like, it from the slightest little bit, it's like, oh, he'll come in and he'll sort of like dance around your room and scare you when you're just about to go sleep.
Right.
Or he'll kidnap you.
Hey, you are the Krampus.
That's what I do. I dance around people's bedrooms. Or he'll pick you up, put in his magic sack that has no ending. So apparently you can throw loads of kids in there.
Oh, wow. Kind of like get out. You just keep falling.
Falling forever in the sunken place. But then he'll just drown you in the bag.
Jesus.
Yeah, it's so fucking extreme.
Do you know what? How fucking mollycoddled are we that the worst thing we can do for being bad at Christmas is getting coal?
Getting a lump of coal.
Yeah. Which is still something, which is still more than a toy.
Yeah.
Or like, more than nothing. It's not a toy.
My nan, if she got a lump of coal, she'd use it to cook or put her in her oven. Her fire.
Why is she putting coal in the oven?
She's a bit dementia.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
So that's the worst thing that happened to us, is we get, instead of nothing, coal, while... you know, mainland Europe, and these Germans are being thrown into an endless sack of hell.
Yeah, and they're getting whipped by... Apparently, he carries around this big basket of birch and uses it just to whip them. If they're like... So that's like the middling range. So if you're all right, he just comes in and so it's like... Blah, 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 blah.
Mm-hmm.
Second, he whips your thighs with the birch. Thighs specifically, he mentions.
Wow.
And the bad one is, go straight into the bag.
Into the bag. He sounds a lot like the Judger Man. Remember from Metz was the schnapp string.
Oh, he's like the schnapp string.
Yeah.
Which is fucking funny because apparently if you want to appease the Krampus, you can leave out a big bottle of schnapps and the Krampus will take a sip and then won't bother the kids.
This is sounding more and more like you as we go along.
Drinking lots of schnapps, whipping people.
Jago, stop!
Tony, what was your best present you ever got as a kid?
The best present I ever got was... my dad was asking me, like, for ages leading up to Christmas, because my parents were recently divorced, and he was like, I'm going to get a PlayStation. I'm like, oh, yeah, you should definitely get a PlayStation. And he was asking me, like, what are the best games for it? And then Christmas Day, he got me the PlayStation. I got the PlayStation.
No way.
Because I thought, that's too expensive, no way. And it was a surprise PlayStation. And it was the best.
And that's how the divorce was settled.
You
lived with him from now on.
Well, it's like, let's just see what Tony wants. I could keep paying you every month, but let's just see what Tony wants. I just want a PlayStation. And then that's, you know, the kid has spoken. What about you, Mark Jago?
I think it was a Game Boy, and I got Pokemon Blue.
Oh,
so good. I just remember playing it because I had to go over to my granddad's house on the south side.
Probably got enough batteries for the day.
Loads of batteries. My mom was very clever like that.
Mm-hmm.
But I just remember playing it, and I just remember just as I had to leave the house and leave the PlayStation or the Game Boy behind, my Squirtle evolved into a Wartortle, and I was like, "This is the next generation, man. Games won't get any better than this."
When games were already much better than that, because that came out like 98 or
something like that. Yeah, it was so bad. What was your worst one then?
My worst one was, I talk about it in a stand-up story, but I was given like a Batmobile and underwater assault Batman.
Oh, I remember that.
And it meant that because of his flippers, he wouldn't fit in the Batmobile. So I had it was like the biggest fucking Christmas blue balls. That you couldn't put this Batman where he rightfully belonged.
And you were just like rimming the edge of the Batmobile.
I was able to get like his flippers into the seat, but not his legs. So he would just stand there staring at his own feet as I wheeled him around like... Meow. It was fucking... And then I remember I said to my mom that night, I was like, do you know what? I'm not very happy with what Santa got me. And she just goes, well, I'm sure he tried his fucking best. What was your worst?
There was actually two. I remember I sort of realized this is how I realized Santa wasn't real.
Oh, hang on.
Oh shit! Sorry. For any kids out here, spoiler. But
hey, kid, spoiler for life. Santa's not real.
I got a present and I looked at it and I was like, oh, this is the cheap version of what I wanted. Like, and I said it, and my mom got so fucking angry. And then at that point, I was like, why is she getting angry? And I was just thinking, I was like, oh, she got so angry. That's so mad. And another time, I got like a Just Stretch Your Arm song.
Mm-hmm.
he had like a bad guy who was just like
Stretch Armstrong. Gangrenous guy.
Yeah, like he was red and then he sucked the air out of him and he became like this solid guy, like the opposite.
Oh yeah.
He became like really stiff. And within 10 seconds of playing, I tore his head off and all the beads went everywhere. And then again, my mom got really angry and I was like, why does she keep getting angry? I'm not fucking slighting her. Jesus, go make dinner,
she's
Pally.
She's fucking in the back pocket of Santa.
And yeah, then I sort of realised, okay, maybe Santa doesn't like me.
So all the while, you were never terrified of the Krampus.
Yeah.
The fear of the Krampus. Yet you were always a good boy. Yeah, you definitely weren't always a good boy.
I was never a good boy. I was a little fucking brat. Mm-hmm. And I will stand by that to this day. It made me the person who I am. A loving, caring gender. Gentle.
Gender. I am a loving, caring gender.
Gentle boy. Yeah, because are we soft? Are our generation soft? Is that a...
We're incredibly soft.
I feel like we're on Joe Rogan now or something.
Yeah, this is taking a more conversational turn than we normally have, but I'm enjoying it. I think we're definitely soft. I think we're definitely... see, I just flicked across my hair bobbing across at the table. That's how soft we are.
My granddad would never say that sentence.
No, he wouldn't. But also, like, what we talk about our feelings, you know? We text each other on Mental Health Day and, you know, in big groups and say... Check your balls and stuff like that. So, yeah, we're soft, but for the better.
Yeah. I'm glad I didn't grow up in Germany because I know I would definitely have a fear of the Krampus.
I'd be scared shitless of the Krampus. And what's crazy is that the tradition continues. Hmm. You know, so what is it? I have it here in the old evidence. So, well, no, we'll get into it. We'll get into it in evidence. But before we get into that, this Krampus, this goat-legged fuck who is throwing you into his sack, is he any good at fighting?
Fighting.
Yeah, I think he's all right.
There we go. And evidence. Right. Let's look at some of these. This motherfuckers. Well, I had to pull this off. Do you ever notice that when you Google things, a lot of the characters and cryptids we look up happen to have been featured characters in the show Supernatural?
Yeah, and they always come up in Supernatural. Yeah,
and the wiki. So. I feel like Supernatural is doing our work for us, where they're maybe investigating these creatures a little bit more, and because they do give like a list of powers for each of these creatures.
They're rebooting it as well.
Are they?
Yeah. I remember I was really sick. I don't know what was going on, but I binged the whole like 8 series of them.
Jesus, it's too much.
I went mental. Then we came up with this show. So this is my therapy for that.
Well, looking at the Supernatural wiki, they had Krampus as a featured character. Skip ahead 30 seconds if you want to avoid a spoiler from an episode of Supernatural. Mm-hmm. Santa kills Krampus in the episode.
What?
I'm definitely checking that out.
Yeah.
Apparently he stabs him with some fucking fucking holly or something. A holly spear.
Oh.
Stakes him.
Holly yew tree.
You're always going on about yew tree. They're not coming for you, Jago. Operation's over. Yeah, the operation's over. Looking at some of Krampus's... Krampus, the big hairy goat man. Also... All these illustrations. I'm sorry, Jago. They look like you. All these illustrations of Krampus. You've got Krampus tattoo.
I know, yeah.
Why don't you talk about that?
That was my cool factor. That was my ace in the hole. Like, Krampus tattoo.
Fine, anyway. We'll come to that. So here's some powers that Krampus has. Immortality. Krampus could live forever. And has been around for centuries. He's also immune to aging and disease. Mm. Invulnerability. Unharmed by conventional weaponry. Immune to pain and ailments and disease. Again. Super strength, exceedingly strong, able to casually overpower, maul, and lift full-grown humans. And also, in Supernatural, he was a god, so he never tires.
Ooh.
Also has the ability of teleportation and can summon an army of snowmen, as well as reanimation, raising corpses. That I've not seen anywhere else.
Yeah, so. I think that's just a bit of flavor text. Same thing, prehensile tongue. Can pick up.
What do you say about this lolling? Oh, the prehensile.
Yeah.
Lolling. I love your new words.
Lolling. Yeah. He has extreme strength in his legs. Could be able to kick cars over. There you go. Now, what we're lacking on is a lot of attacks that are not on TV shows. Now, I did manage to find one after fucking searching like endlessly through Google. Mm-hmm. A lot of Krampus porn out there, I have to say.
Oh, yeah.
Some of it, like, pretty decent as well.
Hey, when you bring a half goat into things.
Yeah. That wasn't me doing a goat, that was me laughing. I know, yeah. So there was a small town in southern Austria.
Bloody Southern Austrians,
Southern
mate.
Austrians.
These bloody Southern Austrians.
Yeah, in Southern Austria.
Austria.
It was around Christmas time, and they all woke up. Like, there's only about like 50, 60 people in this village. This is like back in the 1930s. Mm-hmm. I don't have the exact time frame, but it's around early turn of the century. They all woke up and they all had welts on their legs, their shins and thighs. And they thought that the Krampus came and just whipped them all. So they went around saying that. And they repented, went to the church. And the church master, priest, most people call them.
All the bloody church masters.
Church masters was like, yeah, you repented and stuff. And the welts all went away.
Right. Well, they would have gone away anyway.
Yeah, but like, don't explain, like, what were they? Because they couldn't be bed bugs.
Why not?
Because the temperature was too low.
Didn't you find out that bedbugs are gay?
Excuse me?
On our WhatsApp.
That was Connor.
Connor figured out most gay animals, and bedbugs were number 7.
Yeah. So what was number 1? Penguins.
Giraffes was number 1.
Oh.
Which is bloody typical. You see how fabulous they are.
Yeah, they're pretty good.
Fuck yeah. Well, I suppose what? A bunch of people had welts on their legs. So that is evidence for a half goat devil. Opposite Santa, who came in with a birch,
whipping people,
whipped them
while they're sleeping. Another thing is, so I'm in my head, I'm not picturing evidence is a different thing. So what I'm picturing is it's dropped into theater screams.
Sure.
Let's fight it against our last episode, which was our last episode.
Shoju.
So he's fighting. He's like, boom, boom, boom. Krampus has a weakness, two weaknesses actually. I've already mentioned the schnapps, and other one is a large-breasted woman.
Oh my goodness.
Yeah, so apparently if it sees large-breasted women, it will freeze in place. Its tongue will roll like those cartoon foxes or cartoon wolves that go around.
Starts banging at the desk.
Yeah, so that apparently, like, you can get loads of postcards of the Krampus just fucking drooling over, like, and in the little outfits they wear on Oktoberfest.
Well, that is great news, because if the Krampus is ever coming to my bedroom and he sees Terry, he's going to leave me the fuck alone.
What am I going to do as a single man?
You need to get a big-breasted woman in your bed.
I'll just eat loads of oil.
What's that going to help?
I'll die. And I won't be attacked by the Krampus.
Well, instead of your sacks of salt gravestone, you'll have a big oil gravestone. Okay, if this thing can fight, right, so it's got weakness. So if there's anyone in the crowd or the theatre who screams with big breasts, you know, he's going to be distracted.
I thought you were going to say something. I was like, if anyone who's listening has big breasts.
In big breasts, send in
a freak encounter, please.
And those of you as well who don't have big breasts, do the same. Right.
But you're missing one fundamental thing about the Krampus. It won't attack you. If you're good. So say your prayers. Wipe front to back.
That's said to be the best boy.
Yeah. And then don't question your local priest.
It also has chains as well. Could we be seeing a Kratos-style fucking chains and blades?
Whipping them around, fire? Yeah. So I've read a lot of like conflicting reports about these chains. So apparently,
a lot.
And some of them, these chains, changes. Mm-hmm. These chains were put on them by Santa. So Santa literally fucking has them in his cupboard, chained up.
Fucking and, Boy George job. Yeah.
Boy George
had a chap handcuffed to his radiator for weeks.
No, like this is a different podcast. I want to know everything about that.
Okay.
Not now though, because we're talking about the Krampus.
Sure,
but
just know that Boy George, you know, camera chameleon. No, he got done for it.
Oh. He had someone chained up in a wardrobe.
No, to a radiator. Anyway, it could have been the Krampus. George is Santa Claus.
Oh, that makes so much sense. I come a Christmas time. I come and go. But anyway, what am I talking about? So Santa keeps him.
We need to get this podcast on the fucking rails soon.
Yeah.
We were jumping all over the place.
Yeah.
Okay. I'm going to have to take a breather.
Deep breaths. Yeah. So Santa keeps the Krampus locked up until he needs him, like sort of like a special weapon, you know? And you ever seen movies where they lock up the prisoner?
Right.
Like,
yeah.
We need someone badass.
Yeah. Like the Winter Soldier.
Yes. Something like that. Exactly. Another one.
The true Winter Soldier.
Another one is it could be the representation of Christianity. Like this wasn't demon before Christianity touched it. And
well, hang on, because we're jumping into evidence here.
Oh, okay, yeah.
What are we thinking in terms of fighting?
Well,
he's got a lot of powers.
He does, but
he's not
like,
aggressive.
If you're good, he's going to walk by you.
Well, then he would have. He wouldn't. Apart from maybe five things we have currently in the Premier Crip who are just evil or tricksters, maybe. He probably wouldn't. Most of these things are just kind of acting out of their natural habit.
If you drop it in the Pyramid of Crypt, it's going to fight, obviously, what it's against because it's self-preservation.
Sure.
I put a fucking up there, man. I've given an A.
You're giving the Krampus an A?
Yeah.
Oh, shit. I suppose.
Big, strong legs in him.
I suppose. Right. I was going to give it a 6.
A 6? No, I would never give it a 6. Have you ever been to Dublin Zoo?
Yes.
I got bitten by a goat there once.
No, for God's sake.
And totally not my fault. it didn't like my fingers in its mouth. And it bit me. And it fucking, for days, it killed me. Like, I'd imagine that as a man.
This is coming from a guy who says you could be any animal and a goat fucked you up.
No, it didn't fuck me up. Like, I let it bit me.
So it's because this guy is more man, that means he's more vicious?
Yeah.
Okay, I'll give it. All right, I'll give it an 8.
Man, I love debating.
You're so good at it. I'll defer to you, but I reckon we're going to be deferring again. So I'm going to hold the theme song, and we're going to move on to evidence.
Oh, defer. We're going to defer again. Interesting.
But what is the evidence, sir? I'm just writing something down.
A Lara, Lara, Lara stories
like. A whole amount of them, but no physical evidence.
Yeah, no physical evidence. Mm. So I have a few bits here, if I may. Just
hit me.
Well, do you know what? Actually, because these are the kind of things that explain the origin of it.
Mm.
So, yeah, I'll fucking jump into it. Basically, there's a lot of... they think a lot of this stemmed from the pagan... kind of horned gods that they used to celebrate. Like the goat.
Yeah, like Pan, basically. It's a bit like Pan.
Like Pan. And the birch, apart from its phallic significance, may have a connection with the initiation rites of witch covens. Pagan kind of vibes. Mm. Rites which entailed binding and scourging as a form of mock death. And the chains could have been then introduced by a Christian attempt to bind the devil. But they also could be remnants of pagan initiation rites. Mm. And masked devils were big in Germany, this idea of masked devils and those tongues and jumping around, fucking with people, since the 16th century, apparently. And also they had these comics that they used to draw in the kind of medieval church plays and stuff like that, all stemming from the kind of 16th century. So that's the kind of image of the Krampus.
Mm.
But then I think it was kind of, it says here, well, it says here because I Googled this. The Krampus figures persisted, and in the 17th century, Krampus was incorporated into the Christian winter celebrations by pairing Krampus with St. Nicholas.
Yeah.
So kind of God-devil vibes, but a Christmas God-devil.
As I said before, yin-yang.
Yin-yang.
What I tried to look is, because I did feel sort of similar to yourself, I found a lot of stories about it and sort of like the history of the horned god, of the pagan witches and stuff like that. I tried to look for actual... so I had told you a story about the people waking up with a welt on their leg.
Mm-hmm.
But there's a small village, it's just in Bavaria, and this is from 1879, that they claimed that the Krampus lived just outside their village, because there was...
And tried to steal Christmas.
He came down, his heart grew too big for his body,
wow.
And he had a heart attack. apparently it was... some more educated people came along and discovered it was just a hermit who lived on the outside of town. But the people used to go up and just fucking throw rocks at his house and stuff.
Jesus.
Pretty bad to be described as a Krampus and stuff like that.
I often think, like, you know, you had people growing up who kind of might have lived in your estate, and they were called like mad whatever, you know, like, you know, mad Brendan or Mad Paul, and there was always like someone who just lived in a house, never cut their grass, they were always just a bit mad and like, stay away, you know, they might you might have heard that they shouted weird things. Seemed like every estate kind of had one, you know. I'd say that's just this guy, you know. And imagine that kind of weirdo, you know, sometimes as well, I don't know why this is, you have kind of like, you know, camp guys who are like really angry, you know, maybe because they never came out This is maybe just maybe I'm totally projecting on one that I know from
remember,
an estate.
Like, I do remember being like really young, and there was I can't attest to the camp thing, but there was a crazy like we called him crazy. Obviously, he had some health issues or mental health issues, and like looking back, and I'm like, that was pretty shitty that we called him crazy.
And did knickknacks. Yeah. And then imagine going one better and being like, why do you hate Christmas? Yeah. Why do you hate Christmas?
That's like, yeah, exactly. Back, they didn't know about mental health back in the day. Even we didn't know back when we were younger. But like, imagine that. Like, he could be burnt as a bloody demon back in those days. Fucking poor lad.
Listen, mental health, check your balls, wipe front to back.
Yeah, keep it safe. Keep it solid.
Yeah.
Make sure your poos are solid.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so... Again, it's a lot of links to Christianity about being chained to our Lord after. So there is some stories, like some secret sex talk about that.
Secret sex.
How this was like, this is the actual devil. And Jesus conquered the devil and made him like atone for his sins by like scourging the poor boys and girls of Germany. You know,
were you afraid of the devil?
No. I didn't really have an understanding of the devil when I was younger.
Like it was never forced upon me, the idea of the devil, but I was always terrified. Like I'd say the scariest things I always found were like, obviously The Exorcist is terrifying, but like I found fucking like Stigmata, you know, that film with Gabriel Byrne.
But then Arnold Schwarzenegger was in that, wasn't he? Sorry, I'm thinking of fucking End of Days.
Yeah, End of Days. I fucking found terrifying. And I found like, you know, Devil's Advocate terrifying. Like anything devil related, because death is one thing. You get fucking munched on by a xenomorph, whatever. You're dead.
Yeah.
But the idea of like eternal damnation.
Suffering, yeah. I don't think it was. Like I went to church a lot when I was younger, just because my parents are very religious. But well, not really religious now, whatever. But it didn't faze me. I've always thought when someone dies, they're dead.
Yeah.
This is getting real into esoterical sort of...
We can do it. What would be your idea of hell?
Oh, interesting. Being on a fucking public transport or traveling somewhere that is ages away and I'm just hungry. I haven't eaten all day and I'm dying to go for a piss.
Yeah, fucking hell.
Like that feeling constantly. And you're stuck in a traffic jam in the middle of a motorway and you're dying to go for piss and hungry.
God.
Yeah. That happened.
Shit.
That recently, happened. Going to your stag.
Really?
I got bloody stuck in the fucking coming down to Killarney.
Could you not just get out?
No, because we were like on the motorway.
Right.
And we couldn't get off anywhere.
You always need a bathroom break.
Because I like pissing.
I know, but you should time them. You should let the driver know.
What do you mean?
Just let them know that like in about an hour and a half, can we look at a, you know.
Hour and a half? Who do you think I am? Bloody Shamu. Holding my piss that long.
My idea how we'll be walking around thinking constantly that loads of girls are like
damn it. Oh really?
Yeah, yeah. Oh. It's like walking thinking, are you laughing? No. And you're walking by and loads of girls and a girl like I used to be very paranoid of that growing up.
Oh yeah, when I was younger this is fucking mad we're talking about this shit. But when I was younger, like I have big eyebrows, I grew into them, so I think they sort of frame my face pretty well.
Sure.
But when I was younger, my friend was scoring someone and then I was supposed to be like kissing the other girl that was friends with her, and I walked up and then like I heard her whisper to her friend, he has fucking massive eyebrows. And like I was like, fuck.
And then I bet you looked really surprised making your eyebrows even bigger.
Like the gust of wind from my eyebrows knocked her over. Where are we? What's going on?
Don't know.
Happy birthday.
Happy birthday.
Yeah, not a lot of evidence.
Here's an interesting fact for you. In the aftermath of the 1923 election in Austria, the Krampus tradition was prohibited by the Dollfuss regime under the Fatherlands Front, a fascist regime by the sounds of things, and the Christian Social Party, definitely a fascist regime.
Yeah.
And then in the 1950s, the government distributed pamphlets entitled Krampus is an Evil Man. Towards the end of the century, a popular resurgence of Krampus celebrations occurred and continues today. The Krampus tradition is being revived in Bavaria as well, along with local artistic tradition, blah, 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 blah. But it's also big in America now.
Yeah, it's huge. There's a thing called Krampusnacht, which I think is like December 5th, actually. When's this coming out?
This will be out December after that, 10th.
December 10th. Yeah, so basically... People dress up like the Krampus. They go around. They go around in these gangs, and they carry these fucking long whips. And I watched a video of them, and I was like, "Ah, they're going around like they're going to be like fake whipping people." But no, they go full pelt, and they whip people's legs, knock people off their feet, and stuff.
Shit.
And it's terrifying. Like, doesn't mean they exist, but
no, but it's evidence of people doing some mad shit.
Mad shit, yeah.
I don't know what I don't know where to go with evidence with this, because there's evidence of it being created, but zero evidence of it ever existing. Yeah. Like, there's evidence that it doesn't exist.
But
have we had that before?
What, evidence that it
evidence does? That 100% it doesn't exist?
No, I don't think so.
Can we even give it?
Yeah, I think it exists in our hearts, in our minds, our bodies, and spirits, and our bladders. What did you give it?
3.
Yeah, I gave it 3 as well.
I can't give him more than that. And so, 3 is actually being quite generous.
So we've established a baseline. If it doesn't exist, it's a 3. How does it give it a 1?
Well, let's maybe find out a little bit more. We break it off a little bit of cool. Yeah. Ow. Cool, baby. Yeah, it's cool.
I think it's cool.
It looks cool.
Fascist hater.
Yeah.
Mark Jago's got a tattoo of it.
Tell us about when you got the Krampus tattoo.
Yeah, because I was just obviously in my cryptid phase, and I was like, still in it. And I was reading about the Krampus, and I was like, oh, that's pretty cool. And then I sort of got it. Then afterwards, someone was like, yeah, they kidnapped drowned kids. I was like, oh, wow.
That's your like second pedo tattoo.
What's my first one?
I won't tell you, but you'll be looking all night. That Loveland frog playing the banjo?
No. I didn't realise that was a Loveland frog as well. I don't have a pedo. Please stop saying I'm a pedo. Please. My God.
That sounds quite desperate, Al. Can we take that out of context, please? I think it's very cool. I mean, it looks cool. It's the coolest version of, like, the devil character. I love the fucking upside-down pentagram devil goat-looking thing.
Behemoth or Baphomet? Baphomet.
Baphomet.
Do you know the guy who's like that? Like,
Yeah.
Baphomet. Or something like that. I'm sorry pronouncing that. Like, loads of Satanists who listen to this are fucking freaking out.
Sorry about that, lads.
I'm mad into this. I think we should bring it into Ireland, because I have three younger nephews, and they bully me. They're 5, like 2, and 1 has just learned to speak, and he's still like, fuck you, Mac.
Jesus.
And I'm like, sorry,
Nathan. Oh my God.
Sorry, Nathan. But I think we need to bring it in. Because these kids these days, they're not scared of Santa.
No.
He's lost his touch.
He has lost his touch. I remember my brother. Actually, you know, maybe we'll talk more Santa stuff in the future. Not to give any spoilers away.
Foreshadowing.
I agree. I think we should. Well, do you know what? I've said this before. I think we should celebrate all of our former pagan rituals. Yeah. I think we should be going ape shit at Samhain. I think we should be fucking loving goats. Mm. Putting goats out, whipping kids on the streets is what I need.
We need to go hard. That's why our generation has become soft.
Yeah.
Because we don't carve turnips now for Halloween.
Like, I think as well, like, this might be an unpopular opinion. But you know, you see kids crying on public transport and everyone's ignoring it.
Yeah.
I think, and I don't mean to step onto a parent's toes, you know. I know a lot of parents, you know, I know it's a tough gig, but I think it would benefit from getting a stranger involved to say, to pull a face at the kid, just to be like, look, kid, I need to make you aware that you're making this uncomfortable here.
This is
here.
Socially unacceptable.
That it's socially unacceptable. And have the ma, because the ma is like used to it, or has, you know, you have a certain amount of like narcs a day. You know, you don't want to be using them all just on the bus, being like, stop. You got a certain amount a day.
What about like the man? Do you ever get that?
Yeah, yeah.
Like, oh, the man's gonna
give out to you. Bus. Like, and I still don't feel like one. I'm 31.
I've been the man before. Like a man on the dart one. Some mother was like, the man's gonna get you. I was like, I'm not. Please, I'm not. I'm
just. No, she's right. She knows because of the registry.
Yeah. I was really hungover that day, and I just heard her go, "The man's gonna get you. The man's gonna kick you off this dart if you don't stop." And I was just.
And
like,
then alluded to you.
And yeah, no, didn't even allude. Like, literally pointed at me. That man over there is going to pick you up.
See, she was even asking for help. I think we should get involved. We should be able to scowl at kids that aren't our own. And I think, and then maybe if that passes, we should be able to walk fast into them and know that they should get out of the way.
Oh yeah, so like make yourself bigger and just walk straight.
If you watch Attenborough, you would see that like little cubs get trod on. You get out of the way. Little kids will get trod on. Not smashed heads. I don't want that.
No.
Just knocked out of the way.
Make that clear that you don't want to hurt.
Kids are more durable. Anyway, I give this...
Their bones are bendy. Cool.
Oh, also, I want to play... this is the perfect time to play my Krampus heavy metal song. And, Jago, I don't want you to respond to this. I just want you to listen and enjoy it, and then we'll give our cool score. Sound good?
Hit me.
Cool.
Oh, Krampus. I've been a naughty boy. Little old Krampus man, why don't you put me in your little Krampus sack? I'm a naughty boy, I don't deserve no toys. I've been a little naughty boy. Oh, little old Krampus man, why don't you put me in your little Krampus sack? I'm a naughty boy, I'm a naughty boy. I didn't eat all of my dinner. Then I threw a water bomb at my fucking neighbor. Then I jacked my brother, and I decided to smack his cock, not with my hand, with a fucking rock. Oh, little old Krampus man, won't you put me in your little Krampus bag? I'm a naughty boy. Oh, I'm a naughty boy. Please whip me with your birch. You the Krampus man. Oh, you the Krampus man. Those chains look kinky. Why don't you put them right on my hands? Then put your lad in my hands. Oh, little old Krampus man, why don't you put your literal Krampus sack right on my face? Please let me have a taste. What I'm saying is that I love you, Krampus man. I'm in love with you, Krampus man. I guess Krampus does come early.
My name is Alison Spittle, and you're very welcome to the Alison Spittle advertisement. I'm advertising my podcast, which has been going for the past couple of years. I get different guests on each fortnight, and we just shoot the shit, as they say in the showbiz business. You can catch my podcast on the Headstuff Podcast Network and wherever you find podcasts, whether it be Google or under a ditch, like the way they found porn back in the day.
The Krampus is cool. I have not seen the Krampus movie, but I hear it's good.
It's very good. Adam Scott is stellar in it. What's her name?
Toni Collette.
You're terrible, Muriel.
Toni Collette.
Yeah, she's really good in it as well. Becoming a good scream queen lately.
She's a very good scream queen.
Hereditary.
A good mammy scream queen.
Mammy. Oh, mama. Yeah, it's very good. It's it feels a bit like it should be... I'm not going to describe it, but it, at the end's very dark for a Christmas movie for kids, apparently.
Oh, shit.
It's supposed to be like sort of like... Do you remember the first Halloween or the first scary movie you watched? Like, remember watching Gremlins and you're a bit terrified by it? Like, that's what it sort of is for our generation, cool. For the next generation or whatever.
Oh, I like that.
Yeah, it's a bit scary, but it's a Christmassy sort of stuff. But I want to watch Gremlins.
Should.
Yeah, I gave an 8.
I gave it 8.
Oh.
Oh, that's a dabbable offense.
Oh.
It's
cold in here. There must be a Krampus in the atmosphere. Oh. I'm like...
Wait, what?
What?
Okay. So that gives it a total score of... When?
No, 19.
Oh!
Good. That's pretty low, though, isn't it?
That makes things very interesting.
Confusing.
19, right? That puts it just behind the Fire Naga, just behind the Mokele Umbembe, ahead of the Aswang, and ahead of the Manticore. Putting it in 17th place.
That's... Jesus, how many do we have now?
We have... 38.
Whoa, we're getting close to 50.
Jeez, we're getting close to 50. We're getting close to the end.
Yeah.
I have to figure out what podcast we're going to do after this.
Yeah.
Thank you, Krampus.
Thanks, Krampus.
Oh, can I ask, Jago, do you think the Krampus would be visiting you this year, or would St. Nicholas be visiting you this year?
Depends on who you ask. My friends, St. Nick. But like,
who would say Krampus?
My plumber.
You've been shitting again in the pipes.
Shitting in the pipes again.
I'm putting them back
in. All the wet wipes back.
I think St. Nick would visit me. I think I've actually been, I'm normally a...
Yeah, of course, you think that. You think the fucking light sends your arse.
Yeah, I think St. Nicholas would be very generous to me this year. I think I've been a good boy. A moral boy. And I'm not always moral.
Mm.
I used to, steal from shops.
Yeah. You were specifically known as...
Shop stealer.
Tony Stealing Cantwell.
No, I would have. Krampus would have, could have. That's a shit nickname. Anyway, so we have a little freak encounter for you coming here. Chicka-caca. No matter what we do. Chicka-caca. Freak encounters. Oh, brilliant. Oh, brilliant. Our first freak encounter is a mini one, and it comes from friend of the show, Owen Colgan.
Oh.
So here's a little one, and then I'm going to give you a little other small one, and here we go. So thank you, Owen, for sending this in. My neighbor's house was haunted by a sex ghost. He used to kiss me at the weekends. I ended up getting too needy and she must have fucked off because I've never seen her again. Anytime I see the movie Casper, I think about her.
Oh!
Owen, thank you very much for sending that
Thanks, Owen.
I had to include it. And here's another freak encounter we have. And you know what? When you put things up on a social media asking for scary stories, you get things like your career, haha, double maths, things of this nature.
Double maths. ooh, terrifying. The Simpsons were ooh.
So here's another. Okay. Again, another small one, but hey, we'll take everything you send in. Here we go. So my dad's friend's daughter was staying with her parents in the house, in our house, up in Wicklow. I'd say down in Wicklow, me personally, but I'm in Dublin. So there you are. That's me just talking to the side note there. Anyway, it wasn't theirs, but whenever they stayed, she'd talk about a man in the room with her. Most nights she would come into her parents and say, "The man is in the bed." It was a pretty strange thing. Also, there was a chair that kept swaying back and forth all night. It was an old enough house with a load of land. I think someone wealthy must have owned it. Anyway, there you go.
Oh!
Who was the man in the bed? Was it Mark Jago?
No.
Was it the Krampus? Krampus? What happened?
Who sent that in?
Sorry. That was a story from Cahill Lanigan. Cahill, thanks very much for sending that in. Really appreciate that. If you have a freak encounter, please do send them in. sexybeastspod@gmail.com or sexybeastpod at Instagram. Mark Jago, do you have maybe a Bavarian or Austrian or German Christmas?
No.
Christmas?
Proverb?
Proverb?
No, I have a Christmas one. Sorry, I jumped a gun there. Ready?
Yes.
Tony, I'll see you next week.
See you next week.
May you never be too old to search the skies for Santa.
Oh. Girl, you got that sexy beast. You're just so sexy. Are you a Loch Ness monster? Or are you Bigfoot, cryptid, supernatural vampires, banshees, Tony and Jago? Oops, there's a Wendigo. Hey, come on after me. Who the fuck said you could laugh at me, smack with me? With a Bigfoot dick, you could slap with me? Blasphemy. You could dare come at me with a Bigfoot dick and Loch Ness monster, pussy.
by sexy beast.
This has been a Bald Head Stuff. Ho, ho, ho. A Merry Christmas.
This has been a production of the Head Stuff Podcast Network.